Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 28th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, bit of a mixed bag. We saw crude oil up notably over 3.5%, 3.6 there. Saw a rebound out of a few handful of U.S. equities, with the Russell 2000 leading the way to the upside up 98 basis points, followed by the NASDAQ composite. Saw emerging markets rebound as well. On the downside, gold continued lower, down up over 1.5%. And we also saw the Dow finish the day in negative territory as well, along with AGG. Taking a look at crude this morning, we saw with yesterday's action a reversal back into X's here at 92, a move higher above 94, making for a second consecutive buy signal there at 93. The move above 94 makes a true new 52-week high for crude oil here after it clears this resistance at 93 that dated back to November and October of last year. So seeing some really notable action out of crude oil, putting it in a very overextended position right now, near 100% overbought on its 10-week trading band. So really very high at this point, like many equities, but reverse in terms of it being overbought. We're seeing a lot of equity indexes down here near the oversold territory. But first, before we get to the equity indexes, we also wanted to point out the fact that we saw the US dollar DX/Y on our chart for that spot price move above 106.50, actually climbed above 106 earlier yesterday, cleared this level 106.50, ultimately clearing that resistance that dated back to December early part of this year, and also penetrating that bearish resistance line and moving back into a positive trend. So after having traded a negative trend since December, we see the US dollar back in a positive trend. And just worth noting that there still is some overhead resistance here at 107, 107.50. But at this point, with similar to crude oil, such an overextended position and overbought territory, would potentially see somewhat of a pullback here, but ultimately we've seen kind of crude hang out in somewhat of an overbought stance, maybe not quite this extreme, along with the US dollar sitting in an overbought stance for some time now. Again, obviously not as extreme as we're currently seeing. We've seen most of their charts kind of sitting around the top of this trading band, inching higher, inching higher. So ultimately, the readings haven't gotten too extreme as they are now, but that is where we're seeing it with these high overbought readings for the U.S. dollar and crude oil. On the opposite side of the spectrum is U.S. equities, where we see them in an oversold stance, maybe not quite as oversold in the opposite direction. But looking at the S&P 500 yesterday, we did see those added here at 4260 and 4240. Still looking at kind of the old resistance here at 4200, even that bullish support line there at 4180 is our near-term support. At this point, we've seen small caps move near the bottom of the trading band, with the Russell 2000 get close to 100%, minus 100% oversold, which would be the highest, or rather lowest reading, highest oversold, lowest oversold reading, really, that we've seen since March of 2020, if we start seeing those readings for RUT in excess of minus 100%. Somewhat similar with U.S. equity index, most other U.S. equity indexes, they're in oversold territory, not quite as much as small caps right now, but many of them are sitting around the 70, 80% level, which is what we would consider highly oversold. And at this point, a possible reversal would come with a move above 4,300. So that's what we'll keep an eye out for today. And looking at indicator action, we saw some further action on the 10-week for the SPX. This was after Tuesday, but ultimately fell down to this 14% level, suggesting that now only really about 14% of stocks that are trading above their 50-day moving average. And that is a level we haven't seen since October of last year. So pretty interesting to see some of these indicators getting, especially short-term, get a little bit lower than what we saw in March. In some cases, like with the 10-week for SPX, getting down near levels we haven't seen since October. But also worth bearing in mind that looking at some other indicators, this being the RS and X's for the S&P 500, still lying a column of X's and above 50%. So what this is measuring is it's measuring the percentage of stocks that are maintaining near-term positive RS against the market. So if you look at their market RS chart, they're in a column of X's. And at the moment, within the S&P 500, we would still say that over 50%, currently 51%, 51, just shy of 51 and a half, still maintain positive near-term RS against the S&P equal weight. Now, granted, it's more of a magnitude of movement type of instrument, so worth bearing in mind there that all things can be falling. The market could just be falling more than some of these stocks, but it is pretty interesting to still see this along with the RS indexes for mid-caps, the mid-cap S&P 400 still sitting in X's and hanging on there. So many of the stocks that have shown near-term outperformance continue to really show that near-term outperformance, even if they are moving lower. They're really just not moving as low as the broader market. So something just really interesting that I saw this morning, wanted to bring to your attention. As far as looking at the asset class group scores page, looking at the sectors view here, we did want to point out a few things that are noteworthy as far as movement. We've seen consumer cyclical along with communications and financials fall below that 3-score threshold. Also see consumer non-cyclical and basic materials fall below that 2.5-score threshold. But when we organize the columns by overbought, oversold, it is also interesting to see that especially real estate highly oversold, with an average group overbought oversold, weekly overbought oversold, a rating of -135%. Same with consumer non-cyclical. Seeing infrastructure here as well. Prior to yesterday's action, industrials was among the conversation in terms of looking at those areas that had been severely oversold or had reached -100% oversold. But generally speaking, most of the sectors we see here are in what we would consider oversold or highly oversold territory. In some cases, we're seeing extremes here. But for the most part, with the exception of really energy and commodity-related groups, along with, you know, in some cases, you're seeing some of the rebound, the tech groups, and even financials and communications here, interestingly enough, still sitting in oversold territory. Maybe not quite as oversold as some of these other groups, but still at oversold territory. And as far as participation goes within those individual sort of Dorsey Wright 40 sectors, right now we see none of the bullish percents. Well, pardon me, one bullish percent sitting in a column of X's, and that is oil. That's going to be more of the production side, exploration side. It's the only one sitting in a column of X's at this time. All other 39 lie in a column of O's and have an average reading sitting around 30%. Typically a bullish percent chart, anything below is what we would consider potentially a washed out level or moving towards a washed out level. So on average, we're seeing most bullish percents within that Dorsey Wright 40 sectors near that 30% level. So worth keeping an eye on there. But as we noted, even on the asset class group scores page, we're seeing quite an oversold stance for many of those groups. So potential for a rebound is prevalent. As far as earnings go this morning, we did hear CarMax report, I believe yesterday afternoon, possibly early this morning. We'd have to triple check on that. But ultimately, we have seen a pretty notable move lower out of CarMax. It did rebound a little bit yesterday after breaking the spread quadruple bottom following Tuesday's action. Saw a tiny bit of a rebound, but ultimately, looking this morning, last I checked, it was trading in this $71 level. So coming down to test this support in the low 70s and high 60s and putting it in a pretty oversold stance as well. So we keep an eye on CarMax, potential holders there, and what you may look to decide from there. Again, testing some of this more intermediate term support. We've already seen it violate the near term support, now coming down to really test that intermediate term support as well. Depending on your cost basis, may look to lighten up, but ultimately we are going to see CarMax likely lose a few, maybe at least one more attribute on a relative basis because of its potential move today. So we'd also keep an eye on that as well. We still await Nike's earnings, likely probably starting their call just at this moment. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular stock you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.